This is Tulin in the Morning. Let your breakfast begin.
Tulin in the Morning. Don't forget your coffee. On Key 103.
And now on the phone, we've got Geraldine McQueen. Geraldine, good morning.
Hello.
Oh, there you are, Geraldine.
What happened there? Listen, I have to be very quiet because there's a Filipino doctor and I'm not allowed to be on my phone. I've got a blanket over my head. I can't be very loud.
Are you still in hospital after the glitter incident?
I'm in a ward.
Yeah.
Because Pete Waterman, God love him, pulled a few strings and the head nurse here used to be in Bananarama. And he managed to get me a side room. But he's a lovely man. I've had some wonderful cards and gifts and I've had a basket of cookies from Guy Ritchie.
Yes, he's on the market now, I believe, actually. Jeremy.
I know, and I look much better in leotard than Madonna.
Bet you do. Hey, get in there.
Hey, I know. Come and poke me on Facebook.
there was some magic I saw on the TV between you and Pete Waterman. I think Pete.
I know. He's a lovely man, Pete. He's fantastic, and he was always winking at me.
I watched Britain's Got the Pop Factor and possibly a new celebrity, Jesus Christ, soap star, superstar, Strictly on Ice.
Yeah.
Lovingly entitled. And winning was a very emotional moment for you, wasn't it, the winning?
Oh, I couldn't believe it. It was my moment. It was my perfect moment. and I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was unbelievable to come all that way because it was just a dream, Mike. And you've got to have a dream. How else are you going to have a dream come true? Come all that way. No, it's unbelievable.
We've had
the X Factor. We've had the Krypton Factor. It's time for the Pop Factor. So there's a new diva in town, and her name's Geraldine.
Hey, listen, you're right, and you are, because I've seen... I've opened up this week's Heat magazine. And you've got a massive kind of double page spread. In fact, no, it's more than two pages.
She's all over it.
All they've got in the shop at the hospital is Woman's Realm. That's all they've got. And a Beano Summer Special.
Yeah. And is Paul McCartney still calling and mentoring you?
I haven't seen Paul since. He's been in Israel. He's been in Kiev. He gets around. But I haven't seen him. It was so nice to meet him and do blankety blank with him. He's a lovely man.
And even the Home and Away theme tune, I thought there was a haunting moment.
That's nice.
Haunting
you know
moment.
We belong together.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh.
You know what? I've had nothing from Simon Cowell. Nothing. Not even a bottle of Lucozade.
No. Well.
Is it true that his mum's bought 5 copies of your winner's song, Geraldine?
I don't know. I don't know if she has or she hasn't. I hope she has. I'm living the dream, but I think I must be Simon's worst nightmare.
Yeah, I don't think he's probably overly happy with the whole show.
Well, get a life. You know what I mean? Can't be. You know what I mean?
And is it true that R. Wayne? I mean, I think R. Wayne, he's a superstar.
He should have won it. It's a travesty.
He should have won it. Is it true he peed in your dressing room?
He what?
He peed in your dressing room. It's just a rumour.
I think it is a rumour.
You might have heard that one, have you?
Where did you get that from?
I think I read it somewhere yesterday.
What? Where did you read that?
Peter, you're letting the mask slip.
Sorry, it's my operation. It's the morphine's wearing off. I'm going. Oh no.
Nah.
My beard's growing back.
Listen, it's nice to have you on the show.
I've gone all Hayley Cropper.
You've gone all Hayley Cropper on us.
I've gone all Hayley Cropper.
So, listen, this has been some mad concept for you, this whole show, isn't it?
I mean, I'm a me now.
Yeah, can you just be you for a second?
Right, okay.
Stop it with all this Geraldine nonsense.
I think everyone were enjoying that because there was a little bit of, like, nonsense. Now you've made it all real.
I know, sorry.
Let's go back to Geraldine again. because everybody's fed up with the... going on in the news about the financial crisis and all this rubbish, and people need to have a laugh and have a bit of fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They should. It'd be great if this song got to number one at the weekend because it's just ridiculous. Because he's just... I can't believe it's number... Honestly, I've just got a text telling me it's now number two.
I know. I can't believe it.
It's just because I think people, if they can be given a bit of a choice between... what's expected via what they're told and something that's a bit of fun. I think it's just, that's all it is. There's nothing in it. It's just, you know.
It's just a bit of fun, isn't it?
It's a bit of fun and a crazy mixed up world full of pain.
The,
if Pierce Brosnan can sing SOS,
Exactly.
Well, I don't think Pierce Brosnan can sing SOS. That was the whole problem.
That was the whole problem.
Actually, you know, your voice isn't bad. I'm trying to think if I've ever heard you sing before, and I don't think I probably have, but it's...
I sang that. I don't...
Oh, stop flipping between the two.
I really did sing it, though. I did sing it, yeah. You know. And they didn't do... He told me they didn't do much tuning. That's what he told me.
I don't think any was required.
But I did film me singing it. The guy who made the song was a guy called Steve Mack, who does all the X Factor songs and Westlife. And I rang him up and said, would you do the song for the show? And he said, God, I'd love to, because it'd be so much fun and it'd be so different than this is what I always do. So they did it, and they did a proper job. They had a full symphony on it and everything, like 45 strings at Earth Studios. And I just rang Gary Barlow up in January and said, look, I'm going to write this thing, but I really want it to be authentic and real, and I really want to get, if I could, the judges from Pop Idol, and I'd love to. And Kate Thornton was going to do it originally, but she was pregnant. And then I rang Kat Dealey, and she said she'd do it. And it's been a very fortunate programme, because I never thought it would come out as detailed and as spot on as it did, but I mean, it's been a big labour of love, you know.
But yeah,
it needed doing, because there's so many. And it's nothing nasty, it's all done with affection.
Yeah. Have you heard anything from Simon Cowell? Have you heard any feedback from anyone?
No, nothing.
And what about Kat Dealey? Is it true that, you know, like, they're a bit annoyed that she's kind of done it?
Who's annoyed?
Well, there was talk that people were annoyed, because obviously she is a presenter doing these kind of shows, and people are annoyed that she's come on with it.
Nothing to do with any of them, is she, I suppose?
Doesn't she do a bit on American Idol?
Yeah.
She's in New York doing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That's what she's doing now.
Well, I think it's really funny. I mean, I don't know if Simon Cowell is annoyed. It's probably because that Leon, who was last year's X Factor winner, who everyone's forgotten, actually, Peter, he's actually released his song this week, and you're going to tonk it.
Well, Leon's probably a nice person. I'm nothing against. I didn't even know. We just went. I said, let's get it on when it goes from boot camp to live shows. Let's put it on then, because it'll just mirror real life. And that's when we put it on. And I didn't know who had what out. I didn't even plan on doing it.
Yeah, I know. There's no malice from you.
But Simon has got a problem with anything, you know?
Yeah, I'm here. Did you accidentally press your phone?
Problem, then, you know, I don't know why he should have one, because it's just a bit of nonsense. It should be flattery.
Yeah. I thought the show, I saw it, I thought it was dead funny, actually, mate. My favourite bit was the bit where Pete Waterman is saying, you have got a lovely voice, but you're going to have to lose her. And the camera pans across and it's Siamese twins.
Siamese twins.
I thought, that's a bit tight.
And then at the end of the show, they come in and one's reading a book whilst the other one's
saying... No one else saw that. And I thought, if you right at the end, if you just see her really miserable reading a book, it'd be funny. And people, I swear to God, you're the only person who's picked up on that.
Oh, well, you see, I watched
actually,
it carefully.
It's actually quite dense. There's a lot of stuff in it that you miss. And you don't see it first time around, but I always love comedies like Airplane and things like that where you've got to watch
it. You pick it up second time round. Like the bit where everyone walks to the edge of the stage. And they just stand there looking embarrassed.
They never built any steps. And I just said, we should just go to the end and stand there like someone had a Naked Gun. And you can't get down. And we couldn't do it with two up, two down.
Yeah. Oh, yes, clearly.
We all get squashed.
Two up, two down.
But I'm delighted with what the viewing fit. Channel 4 are made up with it, and, you know, so that's all you can want, really.
Yeah,
you know?
Isn't it got the highest figures since, what was it, the highest figures for like two or three
since,
years?
Since Right's Reply.
And are you doing any more touring now, Peter, or is that it for you?
I'm actually still working on this, because we're doing another show that it's Britain's Got an Extra Factor 2+1. And Ben Shepherd's coming up on Monday filming some links.
Right, okay.
So it's kind of like, what a year it's been. Because we shot so much stuff and we're actually filming all next week. In fact, next week, if you'll probably end up finding out anyway, next Wednesday, Thursday, I'm filming Geraldine's Christmas video. I wrote two songs ago. We wrote a Christmas song as well. And the Christmas song's obviously out at Christmas. And the Christmas song is... We're shooting the video next week on the back of a truck driving around Manchester.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, like Stacey's Quarter Wonder, which I believe is a big, big favourite song of yours, mate.
I love it, mate. You know I do. And
I know you love denim.
I do. I still do. That shaky look never went out for me.
No, I'm on about the scent.
Oh, yeah. Again, what can I say?
Yeah.
It was either that or Insignia.
Oh, Ikarate.
Listen, it's been nice chatting to you. Very quickly, is he a babby? I say babby's four now, isn't he?
Charlie's four. I can't say him. That voice sounds very wrong.
And the missus okay? And
yeah,
everyone all right?
Fine, thank you very much.
Peter, what is it about you? You like dressing up as women, don't you? Because you did it in the Producers in Manchester.
No, but you see...
What is it? Come on.
It's not like that at all. My children have seen none of this show because it'll mess with their minds.
Exactly.
I don't want them seeing any of it. When I see Winner's Song, I turn it off because they'll just be going, why is Daddy in a dress?
Yeah.
So I've stayed away. But I've not got a penchant for women. I just thought, what could be the complete opposite of Brian Potter and Max?
Yeah.
Playing a Northern Irish dinner lady who's a transsexual seemed as far away as
As you could get from anything.
And I just thought, it's a bit different. It's a challenge. And it was actually really hard doing 2 hours makeup and doing all that and being waxed. And I'm thinking, why did I say I'd do this? You know, but I mean, I don't think she'll have her own sitcom, let's put it that way.
Well, listen, good luck with it, mate.
Thank you very much.
And it's been nice to chat to you. It's been a while, isn't it? So good luck with it. It's out now. It's Geraldine the Winner Song. Let's try and get Manchester to get it to number one.
Geraldine the Winner Song.
And we will play it in 2 minutes on Q103. Cheers, Peter.
Take care. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.